a young fella. He, being a gadster, come to me and run into me up here at Mr. Cotton's fruit stand one evening. And he says, Tom, he says, I've just got the ulcers or indigestion or something. Can you tell me what to do? And I said, I'm going to get some yellow beef. Make you a tea or just chew a piece of it and swallow the juice. He said, you've got any? I said, well, that's just exactly what I suppose you're going to say. And so he got a bag of them about dark that night. About 2 or 3 days he came back, he said, Tommy, I'm telling you, said I can't get enough to eat. Mm-hmm. He said, I eat onions, I eat chili. Some of them bother me a bit. Well, he goes out and moves home. And had some friends out there. And it was real funny. The people he stayed with, the woman was an Indian and the man was a Mexican. Now why she didn't know something about herbs, I don't know. But of course, all Indians don't. But anyway, she had ulcers so bad she even spit up blood. I said, well, I know a fella can heal them overnight, my dear. She said, well, you get back to Alabama, she said, get him to ship me something. Well, I went ahead and he picked it up and he shipped it to him. So he goes back trout fishing in the spring. And he said that woman seen him coming and said she met him, said, I thought she never was going to turn me loose. Said, man, said, I'm telling you, I guess I'd have died if it hadn't been for you. Said, I can eat anything in the world I want. And so a few days after that, well, I got a letter from a lady in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she said, Mr. Bass, just ship me $10 worth of that, whatever kind of herbs that was shipped out here. Said, I've got ulcers too. Mm-hmm. So I sent her $10 worth. And I'm here, Tom, so it really does do the work. And this one here is a red maple. And, of course, this, as old Amnabba used to say, that's sassafras.
Yeah.
Of course, that's tobacco, rabbit tobacco.
Yeah, no, they call it Pearly Everlasting, too.
And Life Everlasting, yes. Of course, this is the famous passion flower.
Oh, yeah, maypalm.
That's the fruit on it. I bet when you were a boy, you used to
throw them at your...
Oh boy, that's right. Get out in the cotton patch, and a lady used to pick cotton with me. We would pull a joke on the people. They'd stop and eat lunch, and we'd eat just 3 or 4 maypops and pick about 25 pounds more cotton than the rest of them. It is rare.
Look at that yellow cotton, that yellow root blooming right there.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Passion flower is good for nerves, isn't it?
Oh boy, and the heart.
The heart.